The 2015 annual police report in Rio Del shows some increases in vehicle theft, drug possession, possession of stolen property, and in particular heroin-related crimes. The annual report was presented by Police Chief Graham Hill at the April 5th City Council meeting. But first, the city approved an agreement with the Rio Del Community Resource Center, who has agreed to pay up to $450 in water costs to reopen the community garden. The garden has been out of use for 2 years due to the drought, and it was disclosed that there was an unmetered water line, which meant that the other ratepayers were subsidizing the cost of the water. The city will be liable for any breaks in the water line or infrastructure repairs that are needed. If you are interested in participating with the community garden, contact the Rio Del Community Resource Center. The council then approved the purchase of an LED reader board style sign to be installed in the median of Wildwood Avenue. The sign would be used to post civic information and upcoming events. During a discussion of the planter boxes that the city is planning on building for the city lot downtown, it was disclosed that the city holds a stockpile of old-growth redwood planks from the old water tank as a valuable resource. It is unknown how much redwood was taken off the water tank or how much of that remains today. Chief Hill presented the annual police report, which is available from the city and online at theriodeltimes.com. The police department was understaffed, and it was a difficult year, according to Hill. In addition to staff shortages due to injuries or officers leaving the department, Officer Kevin Harrelson was eventually discharged after a period of time on leave. The police department was featured in a North Coast Journal cover story in July due to systemic issues and the handling of the Harrelson arrest for domestic violence. The police department operated for half the year with only Officer Brady, Sergeant Bouchain, and the chief. Two new officers joined the department at the beginning of 2016. Despite the difficulties, the department reported having taken 386 incident crime reports and 531 non-crime reports. There were about 1,800 calls for service and 292 arrests during the year. More detailed information is available in the full report. A discussion of the proposed community choice aggregation energy system that is being debated in various cities throughout Humboldt included information from the Redwood Coast Energy Authority. The plan to purchase energy on the open market and compete with PG&E for an anticipated lower cost would require residents to opt out of the new system rather than choose to participate and opt in. In the end, the council decided to table the agenda item. It should be noted that Fortuna approved the Community Choice Aggregation Plan at their council meeting. The city manager, Kyle Knopp, provided an update to the council regarding the multiple inquiries he has gotten from developers interested in the former Eel River sawmill site currently owned by Dennis Wendt.
Just to update the council, we've been getting a lot of interest in potential development opportunities out at the Eel River sawmill site, including some drawings that have been put in CAD and some ideas put out there for some potential developments that are down the road. One of the potential hurdles we've encountered is that the site may have a cap in terms of the total square footage that can be developed out there into industrial working space developments.
The Planning Commission has been reviewing ordinances to allow commercial medical marijuana-related businesses in Rio Del, and it is expected to come to the City Council soon for their review and approval. Anticipating the approval of the ordinances, plans are being proposed for commercial medical marijuana businesses clustered in the sawmill site. The Planning Commission is holding a special meeting on Tuesday, April 12th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall to review the commercial medical marijuana ordinances and possibly vote to approve. They will be focused on testing laboratories and medical marijuana dispensaries, which are currently banned. Staff recommendations include allowing one dispensary in the town center area of Wildwood Avenue. Video of the meeting, as well as the full City Council agenda with documentation, is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next City Council meeting will be held on April 19th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.